Susan Bradley, 11/13/1939, 3/2/2026, dated for that. Susan was seen today for face-to-face evaluation today, period. This will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Patient is currently in his in her third benefit period, extending from 1/6/26 to 3/6/2026, period. Ms. Bradley is an 87-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of senile degeneration of the brain. Her other comorbidities also include hypertension, hyperlipidemia, atherosclerotic heart disease, weight loss, protein calorie malnutrition, coronary artery disease, status post stent placement, status post angioplasty, acute myocardial infarction, period. Patient has dropped her MAC to 20.3 centimeter. Her O2 today was stable at 94% with a blood pressure of 160 over 92, period. Patient's appetite is down. Patient is quite confused with a FASD score of 7C. If I didn't say this, please put down patient's hospice diet. Patient currently on hospice with senile degeneration of the brain. Okay. Patient has a bowel and bladder incontinence, of course, sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day. She has dropped her PPS to 30%. KPS remains at 40%. 1+ edema, multifactorial, but most likely related to protein, calorie, and malnutrition. She definitely shows decline both in her functional and mental decline, period. Patient required hospitalization in February due to volume depletion, dehydration related to her senile degeneration of the brain. This was explained to the family that her weight loss is unavoidable and sure so is her dehydration. Since she's on hospice, she needs to be kept comfortable. She's totally bedbound. She's definitely not a candidate for IV fluid, as she was told by the folks in the emergency room as well. Overall prognosis is quite poor. Patient's son, Mr. Glenn, is aware of her grave prognosis. He was further educated regarding end-stage senile degeneration of the brain and the cause of death in these folks, which includes either urosepsis or most likely aspiration, period. Speaking of aspiration, she needs to be fed very slowly because she has trouble swallowing now with profound weakness. Overall prognosis remains poor. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.